All right, so I was trying to analyze the idea of Rabbeinu Tam. So, to me, it seems that I could go with the idea of Sofo Leirid. I see where that sort of, I could see where that's coming from, at least. It seems natural. It seems like it belongs to the sugya. You know, Sofo Leirid is like it's there. Okay, I can handle that. But it just seems when he throws in the difference between Ketafres and Nitzok, that one is going through the air and one is hugging a body, who cares? That sounds like just a totally extraneous factor. Doesn't sound like a factor that's natural to the ideas of whether this Mayim should be considered in this mikvah. Do you understand? You'll tell me things that are going to go down should be considered down. We'll deem it down. Fine. Right? Deem it down. But, I mean, on the contrary, I would argue Nitzok is better because it's definitely going down. I mean, it's on its way in the air. Doesn't need anything else. But where does the idea that because it has a derech through something or through the avir, that makes a difference in terms of Sofer Lipov Lurid? That just sounds like a fudge factor. Like you're just throwing something in, throwing in a term to make the equation work. Right? Okay, so let's just think about... Tosfos presents the idea in steps because he's working through his cases. But let's just think about the idea. I mean, what's the underlying inyan of this whole sugya? Is chibur of mayim, right? Chibur of mayim. What does it mean to say chibur of mayim? It means when can I say that different parts of water or different entities of water are considered one entity, right? So let's just think about that in general, that without all the particular rules of Tosis. What is, if you could sort of, this is a hard part, but I mean, if you can sort of, look at the totality of the facts. Does there seem to be an issue that is essential to defining chibur of mayim? Yeah, sprung. Okay, so an idea that seems to come that presents itself is what we were discussing a little bit yesterday. We were alluding to a little bit yesterday, and that is that mayim is different from solids, right? In terms of when we talk about chibur, we're really talking about defining it as one entity. Right? We need a shear of mayim. So a shear of mayim is a shear of an entity of mayim. You need 40 saw of an entity of mayim, right? If you had 40 individual entities of one saw, that's not going to give you a shear of 40 saw. 40 has to be in one cheftza. So what does it really mean to talk about a cheftza of mayim? That's the problem. What's a cheftza of mayim? I can understand a cheftza of matzah, a cheftza of a lulav, but what's a cheftza of mayim? Right? Intrinsically, on its own, it doesn't have any structure. It's fluid. I mean, it's just... It takes the shape of anything that you put it into. It has no internal structure, in the sense that we mean over here. So Sprungs is suggesting that the only way we can ever deal with mayim as an entity is via some sort of a container. What does it mean to have a 40 saw of mayim? It means that there's 40 saw of mayim contained. Okay, I'll buy that. So what do we mean by container, really? Right? Gil's not just going to buy it right away. What do we mean by container? So, yeah, what do we mean by container? Sprung, what do you mean by container? So Michael's saying it's deriving its form from an external source, an external substance.
Why would that help?
It doesn't have its own form, he's saying. But shear demands some sort of a unification. It's not unified by its intrinsic, by any internal form, So we're forced to use an external thing to give it a certain form that we can treat it as one. We have no choice with water. Water does not behave. Interesting question by ice and snow. There's a similar question by snow. Do you say all the snow is connected? Or do you say it's like pieces? Can you be tovel in snow? Right? You've heard of that case before? It's a popular one. So let's start with what we can't do. Okay? So what can't we do? We can't take two contained bodies of water, right? Two contained bodies of water that are 20 and 20, for instance, and make them into one via katafres. Right? That we don't do. We don't say that if I have 20 saw here and 20 saw there, and there's a flow of water between them, that katafres won't make them into one body of 40 saw. Right? So, I mean, that stands to reason, doesn't it? Because they're not sharing a container. I mean, we have the sprung and Benzenhone containers for us, so that makes sense. I wouldn't expect them to work. I wouldn't expect that to work. Right? It doesn't define a container. You have two containers. So it's true, you have something between them. But you don't have one container. Right? So katafres is not going to make one container out of two things. That you need a real chibur of the containers. And that don't work. Right? That doesn't work. Okay. So we can't join two containers through katafres into one container. We don't have one containment when we just have a 20 and a 20 and an overflow. That's not one containment. Right? Sprung? So what does work, though? So then why does it work when the guy's leg is in the mikveh? Why does it work when the guy's leg is in the mikveh? So we must say, Sofo lipo v'leirid. But what does that do for us? That's what Gil was bothered by. What does that do for us? So now we're really stuck with one problem. So now we're saying, okay, so sofo lipo v'leirid is not really the same idea as containment. Right?
It's in motion.
Is it? Is that what we're saying at this point?
What does that mean?
No, it's hard to say it's contained, right? I mean, contained where? On his body? He's part of the mikvah. He's part of the container of the mikvah? That's a bizarre idea. Right? So it must be sofa lipo valerate is the issue, like you were saying. It's because the sofa lipo valerate is considered part of the mikvah automatically. But then Tosis's problem with the nitzok arises. So then why doesn't nitzok mean it's bottled to the mikvah too? What is the combination now of the chibur of the avir? Derech avir is no good. If we're not really doing container anymore, we're just doing another idea. I can see clearly there's an essential concept of container in terms of being mishayir mayim. How much water do you have is basically how much is contained. That's what it means. The sheer water is dependent on a unified substance of water, and water is only unified by containers. Right? But that's mitzaref the mayim, is the container. That's how I can talk about it as one entity of water, as opposed to a billion drops of water. But then we have to admit that sofo lipo valerate is a different idea, because it's not, you can't say the guy's goof is a mikvah, and that is the wall of the mikvah. That's just not acceptable to me. So it's obviously a different idea of sofo lipo valerate. Otherwise, you wouldn't need sofo lipo valerate. You say it's in the container. So, well, why then, if sofo lipo valerate is a different idea of like being mitzuraf to a mikvah, so then why do we need, why is nitzok no good? Yeah, go ahead. So, in other words, we're saying like this, you're right. When it's going down the leg, it's not that it's contained in the mikvah and his body. Not that his mikvah becomes part of the wall of the not that his body is part of the wall of the mikvah, containing the mayim. Right? It really is a different idea. That will say, with mayim, if it's sofo lipo v'leirid, if it's sofo lipo v'leirid, it's considered part of what it's sofo lipo v'leirid to. What about nitzok? What about nitzok? So Gil is saying, we need surface. We need a surface for some reason. He's sensing that we need a surface. Right? But he's not sure why.
No, because nitzok, I mean...
No. You know why. You know why, because you have to solve that problem. That's why. But why does that problem arise is the question. Right? So I would just propose let's propose a small solution. And we'll say that in all things water, okay, definitions must come from the outside. Meaning, container really is just a special case of saying that there must be something external to the mayim giving it its qualities. Okay?
So
container is a quality of still water. But ketafres is another sort of a quality. We're just going to dance around it a little bit. Just think about it a little bit. In other words, it's true sofo lipo v'leirid is a very important idea. But sofo lipo v'leirid can't exceed the fundamental that we've laid down, which is all definitions of a body of water must come from an external source. Because water on its own doesn't have any intrinsic form. All things water, all definitions of chibure mayim must be facilitated by something else, because mayim on its own has no internal structure.
When you say mayim on its own, that's the same thing as saying mayim in the avir?
Exactly. That's nitzok. Nitzok is still just mayim on its own. It's true it's sofa lipo v'leirid, which is very important to us for some reason. It's true it's sofa lipo v'leirid. But through the avir, if it has no derech, it has to have a derech on something else in order for sofa lipo v'leirid to help. Why? The little why? Why? Because we're saying that all definitions by liquids must come from external solids. Okay, that's just like a sense we're getting. But can we really define better, though, how ketafres works? What's sofo lipo v'leirid? Now we're saying sofo lipo v'leirid, if we're following it through, is not just a fact that anything that will drop is considered part of where it will drop to. Right? That's not the rule. It's not that anything that's on its way down is down. Okay? But Tosos is learning that what? That there's a certain chibur of sofo lipo v'leirid. Let's think about it for a minute. I would say like this. The Tosos is learning that ketafres can be part of a system of mayim. Understand? There can be a definition in terms of a system of mayim, in terms of a structure. Now, his container is just a system of mayim in a static sense. There's a certain static system of mayim when nothing is moving. But ketafres is a system of mayim where the mayim can even be in motion. But it's an unusual case of, it's a different form of a system. Now, his container doesn't mean that in order to have a chibur of mayim, you need one stationary body of water surrounded by substance. That's too small. That's too confined of a definition. When we say a mikvah is a chibur of mayim, and a big hole in the ground that's holding 40 saw is a mikvah of mayim, what we mean to say is that tzura of substance can define a system of mayim. And any unified system of mayim, where all of the mayim is participating in the same way, via the same structure, via structure, all of that mayim in that same system is unified. So sofo lipo velerate is important because it means that the mayim that's on its way down is really part of the system of the mayim that's at the bottom. Because it ultimately will get there. So it's not extraneous to the mayim on the bottom. It is joined in a certain, in an ultimate purpose with the mayim on the bottom. Because that's its destiny. Okay? And as long as there is substance that expresses that, any kind of a physical substance that expresses that, or that facilitates that, then I have a system of mayim defined by external substance. That's all we mean by chibur. Chibur just means a unified system of mayim as defined by an external substance. Because mayim can't be unified in any other way than by an external substance. So as long as you have, as long as I can point to some common identity with all of the water in the system and show that there is actually an external entity facilitating it, then I can say I have one chibur of mayim. Why? Because all of the water will wind up in the same place via structure. That's the same thing as a standing body of water. All the water is in one place via structure. There's no difference. There's no difference, Tosis is learning. You don't need it to be that it's not moving. Not moving is just the simplest case where everything is doing the same thing. But he holds, even if I have a body of water that's still on the bottom, but the water that's definitely on its way into it is also considered part of the same identity. Because it's going to be that same way. Like, you ever see like a water slide? Right? So they just keep recycling, or a waterfall, these fake waterfalls, they just keep recycling the water back and forth. It's all one system of mayim. You don't say, there's the water, there's the puddle, and then it's all one thing. You understand? And it's defined that way by an external structure. That's it. That's what a chibur of mayim is. A chibur of mayim, in the more general sense, is mayim that is unified in purpose via structure. Doesn't matter if it's a stationary body of 40 saw, or if it's a stationary body of 39 saw with a structure that slopes in another saw. Doesn't matter. It's the same thing. That's what Rabbeinu Tam Shita is. Structure is essential to unifying mikvah, to unifying mayim, but it doesn't have to be that it's simply a static container. It could even be a definer of a grander system, including water that flows in. Because it still is all one unified thing, since it's sofo lipo velerate. But that's only mayim that itself is sofo lipo velerate, because that's what gives the mayim on the top part of the identity of the mayim on the bottom. And since it's sofo lipo velerate, it really can be viewed as one system. And it's all contained by structure, or it's all directed, defined by structure. Contained is the wrong idea. Defined by structure. Contained by structure is just a special way of defining by structure. But if I have moving water, it doesn't have to be contained by structure. It just has to be that its movement is defined by structure. Every element that we need has to be from structure. Okay, so the two remaining problems are joining together. The two main problems are the 40 to 20, okay, and then that Mishnah that says, and then the stira that Tosus, the last stira Tosus mentions, that according to this Mishnah, Tofeach is not a chibur from a 20 to 20, right? Tofeach, let's assume Tofeach means it's flat, okay, it's not flowing. So Tofeach is not a chibur between two mikvos side by side, two 20s.
It's not
sofo lipo. It's not sofo lipo, but if you have Tofeach latfiach between two side by side, still bodies, Tofeach latfiach, it's good. Right? That's the implication. But the Mishnah says openly that the only way to join two mikvos is if you have a hole that's as big as two fingers in diameter. That's called shofaris anot. Did you see the last case in Tosus? Right? The Mishnah says, that's a Mishnah, that if you want to be mechaber, two mikvahs, if you ever look, for instance, in the mikvah, if you ever go to the keli mikvah, so you'll notice sometimes on the side they have a thing to put in the silverware so it doesn't drop to the bottom. And you'll see there's a hole that joins the two. That's as big as two fingers. Right? That's how you join. If you want to extend your mikvah, you can make more bodies of water and join them with a hole that's the size of a shofar hanot. So then it's all attached to your mikvah. So the problem is, shofaris anod is a lot of water. I mean, if you have a hole between two mikvos that's as big as the diameter of two fingers, that's way more than tofeach latfiach. So it's mashma from that Mishnah that's the only way to make two mikvos together is a hole that's, I don't know, an inch in diameter. So you can have a lot of water. So if that's good, then anything less than that is no good. And that means tofeach latfiach should be no good. If I just have between two mikvos a little bit of wetness that I can wet somebody else with, that's a much smaller amount of water than the water of a diameter of a cylinder that has a diameter of an inch. A cylinder of a diameter of an inch is a ton of water. So it's a stira. The way Tosus is learning these cases, all you need to join two mikvos is a little bit of water, a very little bit of water, tofeach latfiach. As long as it's connected by a little bit of water, then we'll say it's one thing. But the Mishnah says you need a shofar sanod. So what is Tosus' answer? He says they're both right. The hole has to be a shofar sanod, but the amount of water just has to be tofeach latfiach. So what kind of answer is that? What do you need a big hole for if all you need is a little bit of water? It's not so far. I hope so. Go ahead. Notice he's saying if you just had the two mikvos on the top of the hills, so then you have a a kataf race. So then it's only the stuff that's actually flowing down the hill. Right? But he wants to learn that what's the Mishnah telling you of Shofaris HaNod? Shofaris HaNod is giving it a definition via structure. That now there's dafka, a channel between the two mikvos. That's a structural element. So as long as you have a structural element and it's lemaisa connected by water that's tofeach latfiach, which is considered the minimal shear of real wetness, because it can wet something else. So then that'll make two mikvos into one. Meaning to say, that's the chiddush of that Mishnah. That even though it's when there's structure that is defining the two as one, that's shofaris anod. Now you have a structural system of channels and bodies, then we can say structurally it's one. But that requires a real defined element of a pipe, basically, of a pipe. Of shofaris anod. But once you have the pipe, now I can say, oh, I have like the blueprints of one system of containment. How is it one system of containment? Because two containers with a predefined pipe between them. Then I can make a system of containers. Through structure, I can make a system of containers. But that's dafka structure first. So note, so structure can function in two ways. It can function to give the mayim that is intrinsically related to the body the din of a system of that body, but then that's just kitafres. Or if it's not sofa leap over lay raid, it can define it via its own structure itself. Body, cavity with a pipe. Any system, it's a normal system of containments. You always have that. Look through the building, you see pipes everywhere, right? So pipes is the way to connect and make one system of containment. So you don't need the mayim to make the containment. You don't need the mayim in that shofaris hanod. You don't need a diameter of 1 inch of water flowing through the two. What is that going to gain for you? It's not going to gain anything for you. It's not going to make all the mayim sofolipo. It's not going to make all the mayim switch places, right? So it's just, you just need the containment. You need the system of containers with lemaisa water joining them. Then I can say it's one unit. It's one containment. It's pretty marvelous. It's pretty marvelous the way he worked it all out. But you see, the point is, one interesting thing is, though, is the way he does his questions and answers is not really, like, all of these ideas are really in the Svara right away. He's just like drawing it out piece by piece, showing you step by step how you have to expand your idea. You know what I mean? And then the last thing is, then you can say that the 40 and the 20 is also a different idea of a system. That you can say when you have an ikar and an overflow, that's how you view it. You can view a system of an ikar and an overflow. You have the 40 on the top and the 20 on the bottom. I say, since there is already a predefined cheftza of a mikvah on the top, I can say this is considered part of its overflow. But that's a different idea of like a tofil and an ikar. I can have an idea of an ikar and a tofil. But that's why, in my mind, that's like a exceptional thing. That's not really, that doesn't really reveal to you any of the heart of the matter. That's just saying, once I say there is system of structure too, you can also have there is also a system of an ikar and a tafel, of an overflow. That's why it's only the bottom one. It has to dafka be bottled to the, in its existence, bottled to the ikar. That's the best I can do on that case. Okay, we're not going to do the rest of Tosas, but I'll just tell you briefly that the Ri disagrees with this whole Rabbeinu Tam. And he learns that all of these cases of Nitzuk, Ketafres, and Tofeach are not talking at all about making a mikvah. Have nothing to do with mikvahs. And his raya is, the Gemara says, V'leima Rabbi Yehuda hi ula inyan mikvahs. Meaning to say, up to this point, nobody thought it had to do with mikvahs.